The Colorado backcountry has claimed the lives of four people since December, two of whom died in an avalanche near Muddy Pass north of Vail on Saturday. The Eagle County Sheriff's Office said in a press release that Dylan Block, 28, and Cesar Almanza Hernandez, 30, both of Gypsum, and one other person were snow biking on motorized vehicles and may have triggered the slide that killed the two men. The third person was able to free himself and contacted authorities. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center reports that the avalanche carried two riders into a gully in the drainage bottom. Debris piled up and they were fully buried. The avalanche, about 650 feet wide, occurred at about 9,800 feet on a northeast-facing slope below treeline and ran about 120 vertical feet. Search and rescue volunteers recovered the bodies on Sunday. The CAIC advises against backcountry travel on or below steep slopes. And in Pitkin County, a backcountry skier was tobogganed out of the Mount Yeckel area about 9 miles northeast of Aspen on Sunday. The Pitkin County Sheriff reports that the 36-year-old male suffered a head injury while skiing. Fellow skiers attended to the man until help arrived and he was transported to Aspen Valley Hospital. The Sheriff's Office and Mountain Rescue Aspen credit the success of the rescue to the use of an electronic communication device that connected with the International Emergency Response Coordination Center. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.